That's my Cherokee Peaks.
That was the introduction. He basically said, "Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is right. China and Ricky."
That's right. And Cherokee. To my peeps, baby. My peeps.
That was
up to the Cherokee.
Get up to the Cherokee. This is Ricky, and you're listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys, episode 55, actually. This is cast number, or... Shit, I fucked it up. Audition number two with my friend Allison.
Hello, everyone.
She's actually never heard any of the shows. She doesn't know what a podcast is, and she thinks people are going to think she's going to be stupid.
And I just got my first digital camera.
Yeah. She stepped into the 21st century, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. See, I don't know my centuries.
I'm not the only stupid one.
You don't talk to the host like that. So, Allison is my friend. We worked together for, 3 years? Yeah, mm-hmm. 3 years at Ghetto Central Services, the company that I worked for before I went to Publix. We don't discuss it.
Oh, okay.
Because they just know it was a big telephone company. Because you know the way I left there.
Yeah. It was great.
And you don't have to do... Yeah, she fucked it up already. She just pulled her headphones out. She can't hear anything. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. There we go.
Those might be. Are you okay? Feet. I bring stuff with me.
So what was I saying? You like totally left. Oh, you don't have to do hand gestures because no one can see
you. I'm half Italian. I can't help it.
You gotta talk a little bit louder.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
Anyway, Allison, we could have probably been fired several times at our job.
We should tell them about our hangman games.
That don't mean we're racist. Allison likes the black boys, so it's okay.
I love them.
She loves them.
I like dark chocolate.
Although, a couple whiteys slipped through the cracks, right? Hadn't they slipped through the crack?
Who?
A couple whiteys, like, you found hot.
Oh, I found hot, yeah.
Yeah.
But never...
No, you've never dated one?
No.
Ew.
Never.
You're like, ew. I don't do pork.
It just never happened. White guys don't like me. They don't.
Why?
Ask them.
Well, why do you think they don't like you? Because you're a bitch.
That might be it. I'm not a bitch.
No, you're only a bitch when you wear your big hoop
earrings. They give me confidence.
Yeah, because you need that. Anyway, when we used to work, we were supposed to be working, and we didn't.
For some reason, there was this big whiteboard right in between our desks. Why was that there?
Because it was supposed to tell us what we're supposed to be doing for the day or something, but no one ever wrote on it. So we brought in dry erase markers, and we played hangman, like, all day long.
And our words were always about people sitting around us.
Right. So we were talking about people hangman style. So it was kind of like... Wheel of Fortune, you know, when you give, they give you the puzzle and then the clue and then you gotta guess what it is. That's what we did. So we'd be like, Stay Puff Marshmallow Feet. And we call that person, what do we call that person on here?
Cornbread.
Right. We call that person, Miss Urethra.
Oh, okay. I miss her.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. How about she carries a copy of the email that I wrote in her purse every day?
For inspiration?
I guess so. They all live vicariously through me.
Are you still going to send one every year on your anniversary?
I think so, on the anniversary. This is so funny because, like, Allison hadn't worked there in, like, 6 or 7 months, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she calls and said, oh, I heard what you did. She didn't even work there.
I was forwarded the email by several people.
Oh, for real? Like, give me some clues. I know Jay. Jay. Jen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And T.
T.
T that sat two seats in front of me.
Who no longer works there.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you.
What about P?
No, but I did run into him at the Italian restaurant in between our jobs one day, and he had a lot to say about it.
Oh, what'd he say?
Well, first of all, you know he like thinks it's hilarious that company just got bought out.
Right.
He thought I was going to get fired, but I didn't. So he went on a rant about that for a couple minutes first, and then he was like, did you hear what Ricky did?
And I've been gone from there for, what, 6 months now?
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, yeah, that was awesome. Wish I could have done that. And he was like, so unprofessional. I had to forward it to my wife.
Like, that's professional.
I was like, okay.
What does she do?
Sits at home.
Yeah.
And is pregnant with a third kid. Am I supposed to say that?
It doesn't matter. Oh, okay. What are they going to do? It's truth, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's true. And a lot of people are pregnant with a third kid right now anyway.
But we said pee, so they don't know who we're talking about. Is that all he said?
Pretty much. So unprofessional. Because I was trying to
How about leave. He was the one laughing and like walking around going,
I believe that.
The whole place was like an uproar. Like they were trying to look for me. Like I was going to stay in the building. Fuck them.
And what were they going to do if they found you?
Who beat me up. How about Jay? You know, H, J-H. Was like, where the hell is he? I was like, whatever. So they've already heard this whole story. So we're recapping again.
Okay. Sorry to bore you.
But I was on the way down to Fort Lauderdale that day. Remember?
Yeah. I still have it at my house.
Read it, and your parents read it too.
Yeah. My dad loved it.
Yeah, your mom was like.
My mom was like, why is he so mad? Like, you don't understand.
He's an angry fag.
Those are my exact words.
Yeah, well, that's what I expect. So you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself? Oh, why do you look at me like that?
Not too much to tell. I like to watch reality TV.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. How old are you?
25. Hey, sorry, but I can't even spell my name right, so I had to think about my
age. Are you sure you're 25?
I'm 25.
Oh, I thought you were a little bit older than that. I thought you were like 26.
I'll be 26 in March.
Me too.
I know, your birthday's the same as my brother's.
Yep.
Me and Spike Lee have the same birthday.
Me and no one has the same thing. Just like everyone in my immediate family were born on holidays, but me.
Oh, you suck.
Everyone is straight, but me.
That might be a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't have kids. I don't have problems.
Yeah.
I have mo money, no problems.
Exactly.
Oh, you're hearing the noises from the computer. But they can't hear that. So.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody was blowing in my ear.
Before, we used to hear ourselves like we would hear ourselves talking 2 seconds after we were talking.
Oh, God.
So Samantha was just like really confused by it because she would talk and then she'd stop because she didn't want to interrupt herself. And I have a feeling you'd probably have done that too.
Probably. Really? Who's copying me?
Who is that? Stop! So reality TV, what is your most favorite reality TV show ever?
Well, I have to say my very favorite is America's Next Top Model, even though I hate Tyra Banks with a passion.
With her 5 head?
Yes. with her five head and her smile with your eyes.
And her, air quotes, size six.
Yeah, exactly. But somehow she looks so much thinner in her pictures than she does at panel.
I want to know one question. How does the black guy, Miss J, is that his name? Mm-hmm. How is he going to tell somebody they're ugly?
I don't know, but I wish he would buy a straight iron or something because his hair is horrid. Every episode I'm like,
but why do they allow someone like that to tell a girl that like she's ugly or not good enough? What the hell does he do? What did he do
before? He's a runway coach. It's a real job.
Is he the only one that does it?
Yeah, but what I think is that Janice quit on them, and they had to get someone...
Who you love.
Who I love. I love Janice. Sorry, everybody, but I love her. But they had to get someone else who would be mean and say mean things and cut everybody down and make them cry. And
oh, so he wasn't on the first episode?
He just... He started last season being on the panels. He always taught them how to run or walk the runway. But... Just since Janice quit, he's been on the panel.
On her, she does. She's doing her own show, right?
Yeah.
Is it good? It's not reality. Is it reality TV?
Yeah.
But you don't
she's
like it.
She's opening her own modeling agency.
You should go be in that.
She's looking for. Okay. I'm scared of Janice. I love her.
She's gonna crack.
But I'm terrified. She's on crack. Yeah, she is. And liquor.
Oh, she's on this real life.
Yeah. Janice and Omarosa, great.
That
match.
Was great.
I would love to be
in that house.
They
fucking hate each other to the last minute. I mean, they just... And Omarosa, I'm writing a book. No,
yeah,
bitch,
we know. We know.
You're making history for, like, the dumbest bitch in the world.
I'm reality TV's number one villain. Like, but you made yourself that way, so it doesn't count.
Who do you think, like, the worst reality TV person is besides Omarosa? Like, out of all the shows... Like, Real World, Road Rules, America's Next Top Model.
Oh, I know, I know.
Okay.
Beth from The Real World.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
Me! No, Tammy.
Yeah, but she
was
all like,
rape.
Yes, I can't stand her. And now, does anybody watch Real World, Road Rules Challenge?
I don't. Is she on it again?
Yes, and this girl, Tina, like... punched her ass in the face the other night and got kicked off. She was like, it was worth $150,000. I've been wanting to do that for 10 years. Finally.
She was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, well, she's worse now that she's like 40, and you can see her makeup line, like, 24/7. It's horrible.
I guess she really is that old, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because she was 20-something in that time. That was the second one.
Yeah, and they're on, like, the 17th one or 18th one now.
No, I think they're 20 years old already.
Are you serious?
I think 2004 was 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Remember New York?
No,
they went
that
back
was
to New 10 York.
Years.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Well, so it's... What year is this? 2006? Yeah. Whatever. Well, anyway, well, she's old.
So, yeah, it's, like, 16th or 17th. Who was the cutest guy on Real World?
On Real World? Mm-hmm. Okay, I am partial because he's like a meathead, but I think he's hot. Is Brad from San Diego?
Brad from San Diego. I didn't watch that one, I don't think.
Okay, let me think of someone.
Is he black?
No, he's actually not.
What? He's white?
Let me think. Was there a black guy I thought was cute? Not on the Real World.
David? The one that got kicked out?
No.
I bet you thought Puck was hot.
No, are you kidding me?
Ew, look at this gross.
He picked to scavenate the peanut butter.
I think my favorite Real World episode was the Miami one.
I love Miami. Flora.
Flora.
Yes.
The greatest. When she was breaking into the shower when they're having that threesome.
Like, who could fit
Oh, guess who I
flaws?
Saw? You know Dan? You remember the gay guy? He was in Fort Lauderdale at the gay pride thing.
Are
I
you serious? Mm-hmm. Did you meet him?
Well, he drove by on a car.
Oh.
It's not like so much as I said hello. I was just like,
damn.
But, yeah, I think Miami was the most dramatic. And the reason it was the best was because they had to actually spend their own money to go onto the show. And that was the only one they did that to.
Yeah. Remember
And then sued Melissa and Dan got in that fight.
Yeah, about his mail or whatever. Yeah. He like flipped out on her, but I didn't like her anyway.
But then she slapped the fuck out of him.
I was glad when she left and went back to her parents' house.
But she wasn't. That was just a few weeks before they left, though.
Yeah.
So they didn't even replace her. Oh, go ahead, answer it.
Oh, okay.
And we're back.
Yay!
We got interrupted. Allison had a booty call.
I had to put on my sexy voice and go in the other room. I do have one, believe it or not.
Let's hear it. Do a Delilah.
Doesn't she talk low?
Yeah, she talks low.
Hello. I think she doesn't have to clear her throat like I do.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it. I'm not sexy. I lied.
Sounds like a lesbian to me.
My hot one.
Right.
What else could we have been fired at work? Do you guys know that Ricky did not like me at first?
No, bitch. Tell him the real thing.
It was kind of mutual.
Yeah.
We didn't know each other, but didn't like each other because of circumstances between other people we knew. And we ended up having to sit right next to each other, and we were both like, oh, God, I have to sit next to this stupid ass. And we didn't talk for the first, like, week or so.
Right. And we'd always look at each other like...
Yeah, like, roll our eyes. And...
But, you know, I didn't know anything about that between you guys. Until
so
you
just
told...
didn't like me for no reason?
Well, because you kept giving me dirty looks. And people were saying, Allison doesn't like you.
God, people talk a lot there.
Shall do.
Cornbread.
Cornbread.
Who's bringing the cornbread?
She was so racist, didn't even know it.
Yeah, she's like one of those racist people that like goes out of their way to try to be not racist, but ends up more racist.
Like, this person, she was Allison's manager, and they were having a potluck. I don't know if everybody knows what a potluck is, because maybe it's a southern thing.
Oh, they're awesome.
But it's like no, when everybody brings a dish of food and they bring it in, everybody shares it.
And you don't know what to eat and what not to eat because you've never been to people's houses.
Right.
So you don't know.
You have to kind of go by their character, and a lot of them, we just didn't eat that. But Allison was supposed to bring corn, right? You said you were going to bring corn.
Yeah.
And her manager goes, okay, you're going to bring corn. And then this other girl who was black, and her name was,
Toya.
Wasn't it Toya?
Or was it Quandis?
Quandis.
It was Quandis. Oh.
And Quandis, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Quandis goes, I'm going to bring some cornbread. And the manager goes, Quandis is going to bring some cornbread.
And you guys, that's exactly how she said it. Like, no joke.
And we're like, but... 30 seconds ago, she said corn to the white person.
Well, let's see. Is the difference between corn and cornbread?
That was awful.
Had I been bringing the cornbread, it probably would have just been cornbread.
Cornbread, yes. And if Quandis was bringing corn, it would have been cone.
He was bringing the grains.
And then Miss Rick would be like, are you bringing chitlins with me?
Yeah. Probably doesn't even know what they are. I heard some black person say that before.
You must be bringing chitlins.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was great. We could have been fired for a lot of shit
and
we talked about.
And then after Hangman got old, Ricky brought in his Trivial Pursuit cards.
Which we didn't bring out the board. We just read the cards. And we got so excited when we got the answers right.
Yeah, because we got like one out of 50,
but
right?
But we also got the people right sitting right next to us to play too.
Yeah. Do you remember that day I choked on the cupcake? Were you there that day? And the girl sat next to me like beat me on the back real hard.
Was the cupcake that good?
No, it came out of the vending machine.
Oh, ew. Was it sweaty like they always are?
Yeah. Like, it was, like, leather on top.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a drink, and I took a bite.
It was really dry.
Yeah. And I'm like, and all of a sudden I feel, blam, on my back. And did sure it spit enough, out? It did. It was embarrassing. Everyone was like, why are you so red? Like, I just almost died.
Did you laugh or were you crying because you actually thought you were going to die?
Well, I was, like, really scared at first. But then after it shot out of my mouth, I was pretty much laughing about it. And it went, like, all over my keyboard. And you know I don't clean them there.
So, what was I going to say? There was something that we did one time that was, like, really bad. And that I didn't think we were going to get our way out of it, but we did for something. I forget what it was.
What was it?
Do you remember that girl, those two girls you hated?
Yes. Like, Scarecrow and Chubby. Yeah. How about she said she was going to beat my ass at Buck Wild one night.
Which one?
Scarecrow. But don't you find it funny that she hated me so much, but then all of a sudden she came to work and tried to look like me because she put her fro up in a ponytail and started wearing her glasses? I was like,
Remember when that guy was hitting on her and Jay at the same time?
Yes, and he...
And tried to hide it?
That's who gave me my ringtone.
Oh, you slut!
No, are you kidding me? Catface? Uh-uh. No way in hell. But he can get, like, movies and ringtones and stuff, and he does it for free. So, you know, call him up.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because that was his name.
Why do you call him that for?
Well, he had a certain skin issue. Mm-hmm. And he looked like a cat scratched up his face. And he has scars from it.
See what we did at work.
But listen, he was so annoying. He was one of those people who, like, on his birthday, he's like, I got blooms, like a 5-year-old. And I can't handle people like that, so he deserves to be cat face.
Yeah, and he's white. I mean, yeah, you know. Don't do white boys.
You know, they're all cat face.
You hear it here first. You heard it here first. Allison says all white boys have cat faces. Except for me, because I'm gay.
Right.
All straight white boys.
Exactly. I love
Sorry,
gay white
everyone.
Boys.
Someone keeps... You like gay white boys?
Mm-hmm. Of course I do.
Oh, gosh.
Are you in trouble?
Sorry, no, I'm just trying to... I shouldn't be reading this while I'm on the show, because then I don't talk. And then I get distracted, so... But...
Then it's up to me to entertain. That's scary.
Very. Since it's the first time. But I guess, I'm doing auditions... To find the next, we could do America's Next Podcast Star.
Yes, that's awesome. Can I be on the panel of judges?
But you're in the...
Oh. But okay, if everyone votes me
they're
out...
They're going to be the judges.
But guys, listen, if you don't like me, and then I can be a judge and I'll be really mean and, like, cuss people out and tell them they're stupid.
Like Janice.
Yes, I'll be just like Janice. I promise.
Even on crack?
Yes.
Cocaine and alcohol?
Yeah. You know me?
That would be cool if I had, like, all these people come onto the show.
Yes.
And do, like, you know, auditions, and then the listeners got to pick who they wanted to be the next
co-host.
That's
awesome.
I should try
so
that.
So who do you have in mind, though, besides me?
Well, Samantha, you, and, well, that's it right now.
Can
I need some other
Samantha?
People. I need some other people to come on.
What like about some... Drunk Girl?
Drunk...
Yes! Drunk Girl's awesome.
We need to have another
Should we tell the drunk
movie
girl
night.
Story?
Yeah, we should totally tell it.
You tell it, it's better.
You tell it better.
Drunk Girl is my best friend. And no, that's not her real name. But we all came to hang out with Ricky one night. We were watching Napoleon Dynamite and doing a little of this and a little of that. And
this was back in the day.
Way back in the day. And we were sitting out
like
on the back porch.
Like 3 days ago. No, I'm just kidding.
It's like last week. We were sitting out on the back porch and Drunk Girl gave us her Christina Aguilera. You are beautiful.
Audition for American Idol.
And the neighbors didn't like it.
Well, it was 2:00 in the morning.
And then Ricky pointed out in the whole movie of Napoleon Dynamite, he finds some girl that has, like, a limp in the background of some scene. And we had to rewind it, like, 8 times and watch it.
I don't remember that.
You don't? When she's walking up like this, like... And you're like, did you guys see that?
Did we laugh?
Yeah.
Do you remember me eating the popcorn or the chips in the bowl? And I was like, yeah. And there was nothing in my hand, and I kept putting food in my mouth.
Do you remember that we ate, like, 2 huge bowls of guacamole?
Oh, my God.
And, like, 5 bags of chips.
That was awful. I don't know why we ate that much.
Do you remember when birthday? We were on Atkins? You tell this one. It's so much better. Well, okay, but you were shortly before that.
It was my birthday. Yeah, and I lost a lot of weight, too.
I didn't. I cheated a lot.
It was my birthday, and we all went out to Chili's. And Allison and our friend Jay, we won't say the name, they were on Atkins because they were going up to Daytona Beach, like, in a few weeks. So, you know, we're all drinking. They're all getting, like, ultra Miller or ultra Michelob Light because it's low-cal or low-carb or whatever. So we're all drinking. We're all getting drunk. And Allison had the Atkins meal thing. And she's like, you guys, whatever we do tonight, we cannot eat donuts.
Because you have to understand, my weakness in life is donuts. It's really bad, like, really bad.
Right.
Continue.
So we go to the club, or that bar, Sharky's, where we made fun of everyone while we were getting even more drunk. And then it was me, Samantha, Allison, and Jay. And Jay's a girl. But so we all decide we're really drunk, but we want to do a little, you know,
extracurricular
activity. Oh. Activities. So, okay, first of all, we drive to a town called Winter Haven, and Allison proceeds to pull up to a house that was scary as shit. And I had to pee really bad, and I was so afraid to go into the house that I went on the side of the house to pee, and I came running out with my pants down because there was a dog chasing me. And my wiener was like, boom, 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 everywhere.
Yeah, I was inside during all this, so yeah. I missed that.
I was scared. I did the Dukes of Hazzard jump into the car so I wouldn't get eaten. So we do our thing, and...
But remember we were leaving, we drove right past the cop?
Right. Oh my God, that was so scary.
Probably wasn't really all that scary, but we were scared. No, it was scary.
So, remember when we stopped at the store and we got the same drinks? And I was like, we laughed. We gotta be normal.
Yeah. We were like, calm down. Everyone's gonna know. And we got a peach flavored blunt, and Samantha's like, this don't taste like peaches. That's the best thing I ever heard. I laugh about that all the time still to this day.
And do you remember us driving 15 miles an hour down 55 mile road?
While Jay was choking and laughing.
Because she had a collapsed lung 3 months before that. And we thought she was dying. So anyway, this is the best part of the story. Allison the whole time is, no donuts. No donuts. Well, we pass Dunkin' Donuts. And she says, pull in, I'm sick of it. I have to do it. I have to eat a donut. So we pull into the drive-thru, the Dunkin' Donuts. And we're trying to add. And that doesn't work. So I think we finally get, like, a baker's dozen of, like, assortment or whatever. But remember the guy on the thing was like, excuse me, what did you want? And then he's like, what the fuck do you want?
Because I think it took us, like, about 45 minutes to order our donuts. Because we're like, wait, you pick 3 and I'll pick 2.
So we get our box of donuts and we're just like, we go to town on it. I eat 2. Samantha eats 1. Jessica eats 1. And Allison eats
the rest.
All of them. But what is funny is when they drop me off at my apartment, I get out and my whole shirt is covered with powdered donuts. And I have this huge pile of custard on my shirt. And I'm like, bye guys!
I wish I would have had my digital camera back then.
Samantha has a picture of me with... When we were drinking, and we went to Taco Bell because we were hungry. And we came back here, and we were all cheesing for the camera. We're like, and I thought we did our sexy look. We're like,
oh.
How about I had a big old thing of sour cream and tomato on my shirt? That's and sexy. She still has the picture. And my eyes were like.
Have you ever seen that picture of me and Jay when we were like really drunk in the car nonetheless? And we saw this boy we knew at the gas station. And I had one of those little, disposable cameras because, you know, that's what I've been using up until last week.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. That's why I'm so excited about my digital camera. But so I'm like, hey, take our picture. And so this guy takes our picture, and in the picture, I'm like, one of my eyes is, like, up higher than the other one. And
do you
I'm
look like,
you
have Bell's palsy?
Yeah. And Jessica, or Jay looks like she got punched in her face. One of her eyes is, like, swollen, and her mouth,
why?
Like, I don't know. I was like, is that what you look
maybe
like
maybe it was
night?
One of those pictures, like, The Ring. When they take your picture, and you're like...
Uh-oh, we'll spend a lot longer than 7 days.
True. That would be scary.
What if I just died, and I was like... Oh, God, that's a sign. Ding, you're dead.
Ding, you're dead. For her, right?
Uh-uh.
Yes, you do.
What's that?
H from GC Services.
H?
She used to go out with, what's his face? Let me write it down here.
Nope, what? Who'd she go out with?
Remember Victor, Tommy, and,
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to write it down because I don't want to say the name. But she listens to the show.
Oh, does she?
Yeah.
Hello. Friends.
Well, she does listen to it every now and then, so.
Oh.
But, you remember what was his name?
JC.
And not the guy from NSYNC.
No, although that would be awesome.
Was your heart broken when you found out that what's-his-name was gay from
Lance.
NSYNC?
No, because Lance was never one. You know, I've always been a Justin Timberlake fan.
Oh, and he's bringing sexy back, apparently.
Okay.
Is he a white boy you would do?
Yeah, I'd do him.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make, let's see, let me see if I can make a list of five famous white guys I would totally do. And he's one. Slim Shady.
Oh, really?
I know, because I'm weird like that.
So, Eminem, Justin Timberlake.
That's not a very good list so far, huh? oh my god, and he's so dorky too. I think I like dorky white guys. Mm-hmm. But JT from Scrubs, I'm like totally in love
with
him.
JT, the main character?
Yeah.
He's cute.
He's really
like
cute. He has a big schnoz, but...
You know what they say, big nose, big hose.
Mm-hmm. My ex-boyfriend's nose was, like, so wide, and that was, like, true. Even though he was an ass, but anyway.
Well, like, Miss, your manager used to say, well, they're black. That's how big their noses are supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Let me see. Who else?
Ooh, that's only three. You got two more.
My God, two more.
George Bush.
Oh, come on now. Name a TV show. Jason Priestley and Luke Perry.
Oh, gross. Okay, this is it. All right, we have got to talk about this right before we leave because it's only supposed to be a 30-minute show and we've been recording for like 36. Allison is and always will be the 90210 expert.
You should have a contest. People
what color was Donna's underwear when she lost her virginity?
It was like had flowers on it.
Yeah.
I know this because it was pretty. Shut up. Have a contest. Have people write in questions. I guarantee you, if I miss it, I'll give them $100.
Oh,
but it has to be a
real
question.
Do you want to take that out? Because I don't think you can give them $100. She means $100.
Monopoly
reality
money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you tons of reality TV show money.
We'll take a picture of it and she'll sign it and we'll send it out to you.
They might not want it after they see my picture.
So, what we want you to do is come up with any question of 90210, like I just did. What color was Donna's underwear when she lost her virginity?
Yeah.
And we'll see if Allison can answer it.
But it has to be a real question that can really be answered.
It can't be like, where were Donna's toes when she was getting fucked on the beach?
Yeah, because like in the sand, hello.
Or it could have been up that guy's ass.
Oh, that's true. See, those are too hard.
Right.
It has to be like... something you could see on TV.
Right, like what was Donna's first car?
It was red Beamer.
See?
Aha.
What was the name of the restaurant that they all hung out at?
The Peach Pit. Hello. That's easy. Peach Pit After Dark, if you want to get more into it. Oh. They opened that club behind it. Oh. And this is so sad, but I had the Barbie dolls, too.
Do you still have them?
I don't play with them, but I still have them.
Are they in the box?
They're collector's items.
Are they in the box?
No.
Oh, they're not worth anything, then.
Are
they have to be in the box before they're worth anything, really.
Oh, might as well play with them, then. Yeah. They're in my Barbie case. I still have it.
What, does Donna have that big forehead and bug eyes?
Yeah, and she's wearing this really weird-looking headband. It's, like, black with white and yellow sunflowers on it or something. It's not cute.
It's not cute. But she wasn't cute.
No, so. She wasn't. Bug
Who
eyes.
Who was your favorite character on 90210 that either stayed or left?
Brenda. And she should have beat Kelly's ass.
What about Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
She was Valerie?
Valerie. You didn't like
she
her?
She was kind of a bitch, yeah. I always liked the bad guys.
So who did you like more, Brenda or Valerie?
I like Brenda more just because she was an original cast member. Mm-hmm. Valerie kind of...
She snuck her way in, right?
Yeah. Now. But Valerie added some drama.
Yeah. You like Melrose Place too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Melrose Place, Models Inc., Malibu Shores. What else?
They're all on Fox too, right?
Yeah. They're all Aaron Spelling shows.
Models Inc. I don't remember that. Was that
you
one
don't remember
season?
Models Inc. It was a spinoff of Melrose Place. Remember that girl Sarah that came? Remember Joe was a photographer. Mm-hmm. Well, Joe was taking pictures of this girl Sarah, and she was getting beat up by her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And so Joe let her come live with her and hooked her up with some modeling agency.
Models Inc.
Yeah, exactly. And Amanda's mom was the manager of Models Inc.
Heather Locklear's mom.
Yeah, Linda Gray. Is who played her.
Shut up.
Yeah. And they all lived in a house and they all hated each other, but uh-huh. They were like doing photo shoots on the side.
So it's like a reality TV, but produced.
Yeah.
Kind of. Okay.
It was awesome. It was like a
so anyway, if you want to ask her questions about any of those shows, call 206-984-FOWL and she'll answer them next time she's on.
And I had so much fun. Hope I get to do it again.
So we're going to go ahead and end the show. I want to remind everyone they can go to our website at www.foulmonkeys.com. Visit us at iTunes and download our podcast and also leave us reviews because we really need it. We only have 7.
Oh, I'll leave one. A good one.
Do you know how to do iTunes?
No.
I didn't think so.
You can teach me.
Well, you have to have like a credit card.
Like, I have you have a credit card.
You have to be like a member.
Oh.
But you don't have to buy anything.
Do you have to pay, like, a monthly fee?
No.
Why do you need your credit card number?
Am I not worth it?
Yeah, but... you know,
to authorize that you're an adult.
Oh, okay. I'll do it.
And also, you can go to our MySpace page. We have a MySpace page.
Uh-oh.
Foul Monkeys, take a look at it. Gay's Okay, or Mike, the guy that did the headbanger.
Oh.
He's the one that controls that thing, because I don't know how to do MySpace that well.
That's
like,
cool.
Decorate it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's it. This is, again, another audition show with Allison. Do you want to tell them anything else? Beg, plead, whatever.
Please,
have to tell you the schedule.
What is it?
If you become a host, it's 2 days a week, and you have to be here.
What can you dedicate? Sick?
Oh, there is no call.
There's
no
sick days?
Not on Thursdays and Sundays.
But I can lay on the couch and do it, right?
Oh, yeah, we can go in the bed and do it. We can have a pajama party podcast.
Okay, that'll
with
be
Drunk
fun.
Girl.
Yeah! You guys, you have to bring me back because you really, really want to meet Drunk Girl. She only comes with me. I bring her.
It's a package deal.
But if you don't want me, then just remember, I want to be a judge. And I'll be a mean judge, I swear.
All right, so everyone have a good night. This is episode 55, and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.